Talk Radio 77 WABC. 77 WABC.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
When I was a little girl.
All right, special thanks again to the mayor, Eric Adams. Pretty honest conversation. Bill O'Reilly, Bo Dietl, Michael Goodwin all coming up next. I did meet this next young lady at Judge Jeanine's book party two nights ago at Smith and Malensky. You see her on television all the time, all the time. She is one of Trump's best attorneys. Her name is Alina Hava, and she's making her debut on Sid and Friends in the Morning right now. Alina, Ms. Hava, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God, your phone sounds a little, you're kind of coming in and out. Oh, you want a cell phone somewhere, like in court or something?
Yes, I'm in court. No, I'm not in court. No, I'm not. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, now you sound great. Now you sound great.
Great.
Well, nice to have you. I know that, I want to get to something quickly before we get to Donald Trump. You wrote something a couple of weeks ago, which caught the eye of a lot of people, including my wife, Danielle, who's also an attorney, and by the way, beautiful. And you said something to the extent of, don't be mad at me. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Yes, I'm a good-looking lady, but I'm also a great attorney, and you guys need to be able to separate the two. Do you feel like every day you have to go through that nonsense still?
Yes. I think in particular for, you know, the high-profile cases that I handle and my age, initially people, and I still hear it, you know, the Twitter trolls, saying she's some pretty young girl, that must be why she got hired. And it's disgusting, it's pathetic. You know, I know these people are calling from their mother's basements, but at the end of the day, you know, I've a ton of accomplishments, and it's sad that a woman, you know, who maybe doesn't fit the image of a typical attorney might be spoken to that way. So yeah, I meant what I said. I remember I got a lot of backlash for that comment too, but the truth was, a lot of people say to me, like, oh, I know why you got your job. And it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and it's gross. And I really thought we were past all that. But I will tell you this, and try to deny this, Alina. You walk into a courtroom. You're a lovely-looking lady. There's a judge sitting there who may have to decide on something. And you know that every now and then the judge may be caught up in all of that. And the decision may go your way. You're not going to deny that, are you? I mean, come on, let's be honest.
No way. I'm not a feminist. Listen, I have a problem. Like, if that's going to help me, great. But I think the issue is more people wonder what your qualifications are, right? And I've dealt with that a lot, especially working for President Trump, you know, because of a lot of things. I don't think it's just looks. I think it's age. I am the only female attorney on the civil team up in New York that's, you know, handling his stuff. And it is predominantly a male-run still business.
Yeah.
And most women that are in the legal field are not at the forefront of the legal field. You know, you have brilliant lawyers, but they're just not. So, no, if a judge is going to – if it's going to work for me, hey, I'm happy to have it work for me. But you know what? I always say just don't underestimate me because of my looks.
That's fair. Hey, listen, that's fair. And my wife goes through the same thing. Now, on the flip side, you and I are both very, very close. I've actually known this guy for 45 years. He's going to be on tomorrow, my dear friend Joe Tacopina. He's a handsome guy. That doesn't help him in court.
I love Joe. Joe's great. He's a really brilliant attorney. He did a really good job on the Carroll case. You know, it's a tough trial. It was a tough, tough trial. And he stepped in and really quickly got up to speed. I was proud of what he did. I think he did a really good job. The jury didn't go our way, but that's what happens. And that's why we have the appellate division.
Yeah. Well, I can make the argument the jury did go your way because she contended one thing and one thing only, rape. And the jury didn't give her that. So I actually thought it was a win for Joe Tacopina. But I want to read you this.
I agree.
Good. Todd Blanche, one of your colleagues as well on the Trump team. This was on the President's Truth Social last night. And it reads like this. Dear Attorney General Garland, we represent Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States, in the investigation currently being conducted by the Special Counsel's Office. Unlike President Biden, his son Hunter, and the Biden family, President Trump is being treated unfairly. No president of the United States has ever, in the history of our country, been baselessly investigated in such an outrageous and unlawful fashion. We request a meeting at your earliest convenience to discuss the ongoing injustice that is being perpetrated by your special counsel and his prosecutors. Thank you for your attention in this matter. And it's John Rowley, it's James Trustee, Blanche, a whole bunch of folks. So can you confirm this letter went to Merrick Garland, and are you confident that the Attorney General will give you guys that meeting?
Not the case. So I'm very careful to understand, I'm sure. I don't speak to other team members' strategies or reveal any privileged information. They're all, every single attorney you just named is very intelligent and they know what they're doing. I can't deny that I think that there needs to be a high level of investigation as to why the president, President Trump, is investigated. Did it go to Merrick Garland? Well, it appears it did. I think that what their, whatever the purpose is, I can tell you that I agree with their sentiments. You see such a dual system of justice coming out of the FBI and the DOJ. And to me, the biggest example of that is what happened with the Durham report. And that one speaks volumes to me because I personally sued Hillary Clinton on behalf of, and the DNC on behalf of the president. And we didn't even get heard by the judge. You know, we submitted papers, we didn't get heard. And it was exactly on what Durham reported. So if anybody in this country can say that he is being treated exactly the same as the Biden family, that's just insanity to me. Yeah. You can't possibly say that.
You would have to have
blinders on completely.
Right. Joe and Mika say it every morning, and you know, at CNN, they all say it, but they're crazy people. Yeah, they're horrible people, horrible people. Lena Haber joining us right here, the one of the great attorneys for President Trump. So you say you're involved in a lot of his civil stuff. For example, yeah. E. Jean Carroll was awarded $5 million on that Takapina trial, which is ridiculous. Now, because he called her a whack job, which she is, mind you, on CNN, now she wants more money. So I don't know. I don't know what you know. Shocking. Now she really, by the way, she showed her true colors there, Alina, didn't she? So I don't know if you're involved in the civil matters with that case or what cases. You are. So does she not show her true colors right there?
Yes. Look, I am incredibly sympathetic to real rape victims. Okay, anybody who is a victim of sexual assault, anybody who is hurt in that manner should go to the police, should try and get the therapy they need, should get treatment they need, and follow through accordingly. Okay, I also understand that it's difficult for those victims. But what I don't stand for is somebody who is manipulating the system to sell a book. I don't stand for that. I don't stand for somebody who says she was raped after a jury said you're not raped, you were not raped, and now doubles down because I guess $5 million wasn't enough. She wants to amend her first complaint and now say, oh, I want to add on all of these comments from CNN where he's a political candidate and has to defend himself and has a First Amendment right. And on top of that, guess what, guys? Remember my complaint from 2018 where I said he raped me? Well, now that I found out that he didn't rape me and the jury wouldn't buy that, let's change every 72 words into sexual assault instead of rape.
Right.
I don't believe in that. That's not justice. That's called retrofitting, and it's garbage, and I'm not going to stand for it. So we'll be fighting that very hard.
Good. Good to hear that. So on the way out, great having you, and I hope you become, like Takapina, Donna Dershowitz, a regular guest on this show. It'd be great.
I would love to.
Oh, great. Thank you. So without getting specific about your responsibilities on what cases, Alvin Bragg, clearly the Manhattan DA, hates your client, and he hates him. And he'll do whatever he can to destroy him. By the way, I hate Alvin Bragg, so that's fine. And the Attorney General, Letitia James, she's no better. She hates her client, and I hate her too, by the way. I hate them both. So how difficult is your job every day, Alina, dealing with a DA and an AG that are hell-bent on just destroying President Trump?
I don't think that's any different than the Carroll case where you have judges that are hell-bent on destroying Trump, right?
Right.
You have to...
Oh, Carroll, what do you mean? Kaplan wasn't fun? He wasn't nice?
Look, I respect Judge Kaplan, and I respect that all the judges are doing their job, but I think that when you start to see that decisions go awry and don't make sense, you get concerned, right? And Bragg and Letitia James are examples of the many, frankly, AGs and DAs in this country that are politically motivated. We should not have politicians in power over criminal activity, over civil activity and businesses, and punishing them for politically motivated reasons or because they're Soros-backed. Not acceptable. And look, we fight every day. You know that. It is a fight. But do I – how difficult is it? I love my job. I'll be honest with you. I love it. I wake up, I fight every day to bring something that no other lawyer can get faced with in a typical day. So I have a great team around me, Joe Tacopina, some of the other attorneys you mentioned, and some a few that you haven't mentioned, that fight with me. And we believe in the Constitution and American bedrock, and we're going to keep fighting. So screw them.
There you go. That's a perfect ending. That's a perfect thing. You see, now you know your place on this show. That's exactly how we talk. And just so you know, we're not in the courtroom with you, but we are fighting with you, the great Americans that are on this show and listen to this show every day. So thank you for coming on today and keep coming back, Alina. Terrific job. Great job.
Thank you. It was so nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
You too. Great meeting you too. There she is, Alina Haba, one of the great attorneys at Donald Trump. He's got a pretty good team, man. Jeez.